Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines: Governor Laganesan emphasizes balancing progress with cultural identity. BJP National Spokesperson Monlumo Kikon stresses importance of debate and discussion in democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscores need to develop villages as the first step towards Viksit Bharat. And International Day of Forests is being celebrated today. Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along stresses on forest protection. Now the news in detail. Governor Laganesan today underscored the importance of balancing progress with cultural identity. Speaking at the first annual conference of the Sociological Association of Northeast India at Jaffa Christian College, he said the Northeast stands at the crossroads of rapid modernization and the preservation of indigenous knowledge systems. Highlighting the region's vibrant culture, history and social evolution, he stressed the vital role of sociology in documenting the experiences of communities and shaping inclusive policies that promote social justice and sustainable development.
The first conference marks a significant milestone in our collective efforts to advance sociological research and discourse in the Northeast region, which is known for its rich cultural diversity, deep historical heritage, and dynamic social transformations.
The governor emphasized that voices of indigenous and marginalized groups are integral to academic and policy discussions. He called on sociologists, policymakers, and community leaders to collaborate on key issues such as gender equality, economic disparities, migration, and environmental sustainability. The conference, which marked the Golden Jubilee year of the All India Sociological Conference, was sponsored by the Northeastern Council Shillong and held in collaboration with the Indian Sociological Society. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports today organized the district-level Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament in Dimapur under the theme One Nation, One Election, Paving the Way for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the event, BJP National Spokesperson Monlumo Kikon emphasized the importance of debate and discussion in a democracy. He highlighted that since 2014, the government has prioritized key areas such as transportation, infrastructure, digital connectivity and social development to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Kikon said the idea of one nation, one election has gained traction due to its potential to reduce the financial burden of frequent elections, improve efficiency and increase voter participation.
It opens our eyes because we graduate from our own school to our colleges to compete with other colleges. And when we do that, we go from our comfort zone to another zone where meritocracy, competency is key. Having such programs will definitely enhance the growth of our society.
As part of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament, 300 nodal districts have been identified across India, including Kohima, Dimapur and Mokokchung in Nagaland. A total of 127 participants took part in today's event from 5 districts of Dimapur, Jumukedima, Peren, Newland and Wokha. From this group, 10 will be chosen to compete at the state level and ultimately 3 will represent Nagaland at the national level. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. He said this during the Bavliali Dham program related to the Bharwat Samaj of Gujarat through a video message. Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. The Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as the way forward. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. International Day of Forests is being celebrated today. The theme for this year is Forests and Food, emphasizing the vital link between healthy forests and global food security. The United Nations declared March 21 as the International Day of Forests in 2012. Since then, the day has been celebrated every year to raise awareness about the critical role forests play in sustaining life and addressing global challenges. On the occasion of World Forest Day, Minister of Tourism Temjan Imna Along emphasized the importance of forests as our lifeline. He called on everyone to protect and nurture the forests.
Forest plays a very pivotal role in the livelihood of the citizens of Nagaland. Nagaland is covered by 80% forest cover, and from generation we have been surviving due to the forest. We have clean air thanks to the forest. We have a lot of animals and biodiversity thanks to the forest, and thanks to the people who endeavor to plant more trees and make our forest stronger, better for everyone.
The minister also called for building forests in all corners of the states of India so as to generate clean air, good biodiversity and healthy environment. The Nagaland Forest Management Project, NFMP, a key initiative aimed at forest conservation and rehabilitation, has made significant strides in improving the livelihoods of local communities while contributing to environmental conservation across the state. Implemented by the State Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change and supported by Japan International Cooperation Agency, NFMP is designed to cover 185 villages with a total area to be covered of 79,000 hectares. Principal Chief Conservator of Forests and Head of Forest Force, Nagaland Dharmendra Prakash, said the project involves participatory management. Noting that Nagaland is pioneer in community reserves, he said the project seeks to incentivize these initiatives of the people. Besides employment generation at the village level, the project has an inherent objective of women empowerment, with 429 women self-help groups in 144 villages benefiting from it.
Our self-help groups, they are taking up piggery, poultry, handicrafts, weaving, pickle making, soap making, soft toys. Nagaland is pioneer as far as the community reserves are concerned. So we just wanted to incentivize these initiatives of the people. Out of 79,000 hectares, 40,000 hectares have already been treated under this project. 2 million person days employment has been created at the village level. Approximately 85 lakh saplings have been planted in. The saplings are grown locally.
The project has also been instrumental in introducing community-based forest management practices involving active participation of villagers in decision-making regarding forest conservation. Government has said that India is moving fast to become a TB-free nation this year. The incidence rate of TB in the country has shown a 17.7% decline from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 195 per lakh population in 2023, which is more than double the global reduction. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel said the deaths due to TB has been reduced by over 21%. In 2023 as compared to 2015. Nagaland government has declared tomorrow as a working day for government offices located in Kohima. The day is also declared as working day for the banks and the financial institutes. The declaration was made in view of the financial year closing. Chief Secretary Nagaland, in a notification, asked all administrative heads and heads of departments to ensure attendance of the officers and staff of their respective departments. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Governor Lal Ganesan emphasizes balancing progress with cultural identity. BJP National Spokesperson Monlu Mokikon stresses importance of debate and discussion in democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscores need to develop villages as the first step towards Viksit Bharat. And International Day of Forests is being celebrated today. Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along stresses on forest protection. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.